In the Beatitudes, Jesus provides a unique description of those who are blessed with God's favor. His teaching is surprising and shocking to those who seek wealth, fame, and control over others. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain. After he sat down, his disciples came to him. They began to speak, and he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. As I was preparing for All Saints Day, I was in this space, and I thought a lot about the saints in this space. As I set up the table of candles, I stood back at the font, reviewing, checking to make sure that everything was in place and ready for All Saints Day. As I stood there, I was caught by this holy space. I thought of the many saints who gather here, those still among us, and those who have moved on into eternal life. I thought about the saints who are here now, and those saints to come, and those who came before that I did not know. I thought about what Sunday morning looks like, this very time we spend together. We have the saints that sing in the choir, the saints that play as they worship on the rug, the saints that pray with one another, the saints that greet the new neighbor in the pews, the saints that catch up with their neighbor that they've known for decades, the saints that emerge from the waters of baptism into new life, the saints that sit with the wiggly small saints and the occasional runners from We Worship. I appreciate those saints a lot. The saints that share the word of God and the saints that share the peace. The saints that are experiencing the greatest joys in life and give thanks to God. And the saints that are experiencing the depths of hell and heartbreak and cry out for God's mercy and peace. We have saints with open hands open to receive and hearts open to give. We have all these saints gathered here. I see it in this space every Sunday, and it is a blessed community of saints. And today is All Saints Day. This is the festival day to honor the saints that have entered into eternal life. These practices date back some years. In the second century, a similar practice was held to remember the martyrs of faith that were killed, and this commemoration occurred on the days that they were killed. By the 4th century, the practice took place on one day, possibly because there were too many martyrs and dates to commemorate that it was moved to one date. And by the 8th century, it was moved to November 1st, as it is celebrated today. And the practice has now changed from the day that we just remember the martyrs of the church, but also the saints that have passed in the last year. We read the names of those who have entered into eternal life this year, and we light candles remembering the saints of any time in our lives who have passed on but touched our lives in this time on earth. As I read through the gospel for today, I wondered how these blessings were related to All Saints Day, and I'm reminded of a presentation from a community organizer. We hear Jesus name the many people who are blessed. And how they are blessed. These aren't typical people that we think to call blessed. The first four listed in the Beatitudes are in a condition of suffering. The poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, and those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. We do not usually find ourselves in these places and think, wow, I am so blessed. There's the second set of blessings. Those who have an attitude of neighborliness. Those are the ones seeking to do the kingdom work in this time and this place. They are the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Catholic theologian and scholar Father Juan Mateo made a pairing of these Beatitudes that makes it quite easy to see how Jesus' illustration of God's kingdom, shared in the Sermon on the Mount, is something that we are not only called to, but equipped to do as saints today, not having to wait until we enter into eternal life. The first blessing for the poor in spirit and the last blessing for the persecuted, those persecuted for righteousness' sake, are given the same blessing, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. As for the blessings that we find in between, they pair up. Father Mateo says that when you pair up the first set of three blessings, the conditions of suffering, with the second set of three, the attitudes of neighborliness, the promises come true. For example, if you draw an arrow from the merciful to those who mourn, the merciful, those who are not indifferent to the mourners, stand with those mourning, crying out that cannot be heard. The ones who are mourning will be comforted, and the ones who show mercy will indeed receive mercy. In the second set, when those who are pure in heart and the ones who practice neighborliness stand with those who are meek, the ones who have been disposed, the meek will have the means to have their liveliness restored, and people will see God in these actions. And then we have the peacemakers. The peacemakers take action to change society where it operates, standing for those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Those who hunger and thirst will be satisfied, and the peacemakers will in turn be children of God. It's a revealing way to look at the kingdom of God. As Christians, sometimes I feel like it's all about helping. Being a helper, doing justice work for the kingdom of God, wherever I am and however I can help my neighbor. And then also as a Christian, sometimes I feel being a Christian is all about being broken, being in need of help that I cannot do on my own, whether this is a physical help or an emotional help. I think it is in these deep, dark places that God meets us and says, "You are not alone. Do not be afraid. I am with you." And really, being a Christian is both. Sometimes it's at different seasons of our life, and sometimes it's just at different points in the day. We can all help, and we are all in need of help. This is why God calls us into community. The Sermon on the Mount reveals how much God desires for us to be in community, how much God created us to be in community, and how God blesses that community. This community is unending. It does not stop when we take our last breath. The community mourns and grieves, but the saints are still connected to us. Each week, as the pastor blesses the elements for communion, they mention the communion of saints. I never really caught this phrase until the All Saints Day after my son Josiah was stillborn. As you can imagine, this was a difficult day for me, but it also brought comfort knowing that the community remembered him. After chapel at the seminary, one of my friends came up to me, nearly smiling from ear to ear, and this was not what I expected. But she used to work at a funeral home, so this was a comfort zone for her, and All Saints Day, I think, had a different meaning than it does for most. She came up to greet me with her eyes filled with joy, and she said, "As we were taking communion, all I could think about is how we were gathered there with Josiah, how this connects us after all. We are community. Communion is about community, and the bread and the wine are the very body and blood of Jesus that give us the real and tangible presence of God's love and the community that we share around the table." God calls us into community of his kingdom. It's a blessing more than we can imagine. Sometimes we are blessed, and sometimes we bless others. But this blessed community is unending, and God continues to call us into it. And thanks be to God for that. Amen.